We're here with Herm Edwards from ESPN. Herm, TD getting inducted tonight. A lot of people criticize the length of his career, but what do you feel like his credentials are for being here tonight?
Well, when you have that short of a career and you're going to get honored tonight, it tells you how good that career really was. And you think about John Elway, when he won Super Bowls, there was a reason for it. Had a good running game. And it happened to do with the man tonight that's going to get that award. And his bust is going to go in there in that room with the rest of those people that are deserving of the honor. And I can remember trying to defend him when we were Kansas City. I was an assistant coach there. And, you know, he was one of the guys. We would always talk about defense, and we had some great defensive players. But we were always concerned with him and the fact that when you watched him play, he did the little things right. You know, he ran inside for the tough yards when you needed a yard. He made the catch. He made the block. He did all the little things that great backs do.
Not just the prolific runs or anything like that. Complete package,
yes,
right?
Exactly right. And was tough. You know, I go back to the story, and I was just with him this week. He was up in a couple weeks ago up in Tahoe playing in American Century. I play up there every year, and it's kind of ironic. Marcus Allen is a good friend. I recruited Marcus Allen, believe it or not, to San Diego State when I was a senior and he was coming out of high school. Well, they went to the same high school. They went to the same high school, you know, and he kind of followed Marcus's career, achieved a lot of things Marcus did. Marcus was MVP of a Super Bowl. He was an MVP of a Super Bowl. So it's kind of ironic.
What do you think it's going to be like for him up on that stage tonight? We're definitely going to see some tears, right?
He's going to be an emotional wreck, and rightly so. I mean, you know, when people get this honor, they realize something, that not only have they made an impact on the sport, and their name will be talked about in the history of the National Football League, but all the people they represent when they stand before the masses tonight and tell their story. And maybe that's the greatest thing about the Hall of Fame, is that you hear the stories of the people that are about to go into the hall, and they're all kind of linked together. There was always some struggles in their life, but they kept believing in themselves. They were committed in what they were trying to accomplish, and it ended up working out good for them all.
You know, for us Broncos fans, we think that owner Pat Bowlen might be next up there. What do you think?
Yeah, deservingly. You know, Jerry's going in tonight, and it's good to see owners go in as well, and people that have affected the game of football and have been around football. And Mr. Bowlen obviously was a fantastic owner, and he rightly so needs to be in that room as well.
Thank you very much, Herm. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.